The late Queen Elizabeth II declared 1992 an annus horribilis. That year saw the separation of Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, the divorce of Princess Anne from Captain Mark Phillips, the publication of Diana, Her True Story, the fire at Windsor Castle, and relentless gossip in the tabloid press. Many unfortunate events have beleaguered the royal family in 2024. King Charles III was also diagnosed with cancer in February 2024, following surgery on an enlarged prostate. He resumed his public duties at the end of April 2024. His first public visit was to a cancer treatment centre with Queen Camilla. He also made a surprise visit to an army barracks in Hampshire, where he joked about being allowed out of his cage. His treatment continues, although it was paused for a Commonwealth state visit to Australia and Samoa. Commonwealth is one of the four C's that define his work, along with climate, community, and culture. To this, he has added a new C, cancer. King Charles has used his illness to highlight the need for early diagnosis and treatment. As the monarchy struggles to stay relevant in a changing society, there is a big generational divide, the events of the past months have prompted much sympathy from the public. In addition to the illnesses of the King and the Princess of Wales, there is the strained relationship with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan, and as ever, the gossip in the tabloid press. However, the tide seems to be turning for the royal family. Both the King and his daughter-in-law appear to be recovering. Prince Andrew's daughter Beatrice is expecting her second child. Royals are taking to sharing heartwarming messages on social media. Even Harry is back to non-controversial charity work. It's a new era in which royals are trying to communicate on a more relatable level, showing kindness and compassion. For now, at least, things are looking brighter.